Hello, welcome back to the Glowing Hope podcast. I'm your host, Raina, and I've missed you all so much. The Glowing Hope podcast was created as a safe space to talk about creativity, inspiration, the lack thereof, and everything in between. Let's start today's episode off with our Give Thanks segment.
Hey everyone, my name is Morgan, and I will be doing today's Give Thanks segment. Thank you, Raina, for having me today. I'm really excited to be a part of this episode. So for the Give Thanks segment, I was thinking of what I should talk about, and I'm super thankful for so many things. I'm very blessed to have the life that I do, and I never take that for granted because I know how special living is. But specifically, I wanted to talk about how I am very thankful for the opportunity to pursue higher education. Right now, I'm currently getting my public relations undergraduate degree. And college is, you know, it's very hard, but at the end of the day, I understand that it's something not everybody can pursue. So I'm very fortunate enough to have great parents that are helping me pursue my higher education. So I'm very thankful for this experience. I definitely don't take it for granted. And I'm actually graduating in a few months. So that makes me even more excited and just blessed to be able to have this opportunity.
If you guys would like to take part in the next Give Thanks segment, you can leave a voice message via the Anchor app, or you can send a voice memo to our Instagram, which is at Glowing Hope, at GLOWINGHOPE. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm so excited to be back here on the Glowing Hope podcast. It's been a while. I haven't uploaded since August of 2019. I'm going to talk about that a little bit on today's episode, but I'm not going to dwell on it. It's just something that will be mentioned later on. I hope everyone has had a happy and healthy holiday season so far. We're about a week into 2020, and I know that everyone is super excited about goals and New Year's resolutions, so I kind of want to sit down and talk about that today. I recently started writing for this organization at my school, and one of the things I had to do to get that opportunity was to write a mock article. And I ended my piece with this. The statement was, 2020 can be all you have ever dreamed of and more. Just remember that you've already started the work in 2019. Now you can finish it in 2020. So that's really what I want to talk about today. In this season where we're trying to figure out what we want to accomplish in the new year, it can often feel like we have to come up with completely new ideas, new goals, and just new everything, when in reality, that's not always the case. That's not what we have to do. We can instead revisit some of the things that we thought about accomplishing or wanting to accomplish in the previous year or the previous years. And that's what I mean when I say, like, the work has already been started. We just have to finish it. I really believe that statement. It's the furthest thing from the truth to believe that you have to completely come up with new ideas all of the time. Instead, you could just simply think about things that you've thought about in the past and how you can reevaluate them and analyze them. So an example of this is the podcast. I started the podcast in July of 2019. It was summer. I was happy and working at this amazing internship, and I just felt really inspired creatively. One of the reasons I even felt like I could create was because I had been listening to so many other podcasters. One in particular is the host of the Carefree and Black Diary, Shakira White. She was always mentioning how Anchor was a super easy tool to use if you wanted to start your own podcast. So I listened to her, I downloaded it, and I figured out how to make Glowing Hope into a podcast. Summer ended and my internship ended, and I had to go back to school, so a lot of those creative juices stopped flowing, or at least I thought they did. I got really busy with school and work, and just creativity went out the window. I got so consumed in fixing things for school and work and my relationships, as far as like friendships and even romantically at times, I just didn't feel like I could create anything. I knew that I needed to go back to that part of my life to go back and revisit that creative outlet, but I didn't have the inspiration to do so. At one point, I felt like picking the podcast back up was pointless because I was struggling to tackle things I currently had going on. And I felt bad because people had been asking me, you know, like, Raina, when is there going to be a new episode? And I would just make jokes to try to change the topic, or I would completely avoid answering them in the first place because I felt embarrassed for letting myself fall off so bad. I felt like I had gotten such a great start on the future of the podcast back in August, but once school hit hard and once work hit hard, everything just kind of disappeared. And I didn't know how to explain that to people without feeling bad about what I had been experiencing. But looking back, I really feel like I should have kept going. I started the work and I needed to finish it, but I didn't realize it back then. I let stress and fear and other situations in my life distract me from the things that make me happy, like being creative, and I stepped away from the podcast. But now I know that I'm capable of finishing the work that I started, and I feel like I want everybody to approach New Year's resolutions this way. I know that everyone doesn't believe in like setting goals for the new year and things, but if you do, I think it's healthy to look back at things you've started in the past and figure out how you can incorporate them into what you want to accomplish in this new year. And when I say like I already started the work, I just need to finish it in 2020, I don't mean that I'm gonna make podcasts up until the end of the year and then completely never upload again. That's not what's going to happen. I just need to be consistent, finish the work and be consistent and finish the work well, not just in a half done way so that it gets done, but in a way that I'm proud of what I'm producing. I often feel like sometimes when we fall into creative slumps, we start to believe that we're no longer capable of succeeding, and that's a complete lie. We're capable of doing so many different things, and a lot of them we can't even comprehend right now, but you know, that's where God comes in. He has so many plans for us that we might not be ready for at the moment, but he knows that we eventually will be ready for them. So we just have to be still and take the time to realize that we're going to get where he wants us to be eventually. So as you all continue to plan for the new year, make lists of goals and vision boards, just don't let lies and negative thoughts take away your joy and your inspiration to create. If no one else tells you this, I will. I really believe that everyone listening right now can do whatever it is that they aspire to do. You have proven yourself capable in so many areas of your life before, and whatever you want to accomplish now, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to prove everyone who says you can't wrong. And pay attention to the signs and reminders in your life that you are capable, because I really believe that when we do get down and out sometimes, God sends us constant reminders that he is good and he is with us even when things get rough. One of the things that I've been reminded of recently is that God has a plan for us and he sent us to accomplish that plan. My cousins and I like to do Bible plans together on the Bible app, and I recently started one this week to just get into the mindset of like focusing on the Bible in the new year, and it was titled My Name is Victorious. I finished the plan today and it was amazing, but one day in particular really stood out to me. The topic of that day was your name is enough. So each day in the plan, it's like your name is victorious, your name is righteous, things like that. And so the day that I'm talking about right now, the topic was your name is enough. It started to talk about how when we get discouraged, we often feel like we aren't enough. This can keep us stagnant and stop us from progressing in many areas of our life. The devotional broke down Exodus 3:14. And it's talking about how God reminds Moses that he sent him to set his people free. And if anyone were to question Moses, he could say that the I am sent him. And I think that's so powerful to think about, because if anyone questions your capability of accomplishing anything, you can look at them and be like, God sent me. Like, who else do you think equipped me and made me ready to conquer whatever journey it is that you're trying to conquer? Like, don't let anyone question your ability to do anything, because God has given you every tool that you need to tackle every battle in your life. So don't let anybody question you, because at the end of the day, the I am sent you. And if they have a problem with that, they can speak to management. I hope this episode has inspired you, or at least one of you, in some way. Let someone know that you love them today. Let someone know that you're thankful for them. I'll talk to you all soon. And if you want to connect and talk more about today's topic, you can reach out to me on our Instagram page @glowinghope. See you soon.